Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon, where we are walking by faith and not by sight on Favor Life, the process of there, where we understand that God will take an individual, a family, or a nation and use them for his glory. And this process that we're talking about is that process that many of us hate, many of us don't like, because that's the process that God uses to shape us and make us and get us ready for where we're going for our tomorrow. And that place is not always the best fit in the flesh that we like, because God causes our flesh to respond so that we can see where our spirit man is and see where we are in the spirit. Because what we do when we are in that process, many times, especially when it's what we don't like, what we don't necessarily think we need, but God knows best, when we are allowing the frustration of the process to happen and not stay in the spirit, is what happens is the flesh begins to kick up, the flesh begins to act up, the flesh begins to do a lot of things, and it shows us exactly where we are. But that process is necessary because it gets us ready for our tomorrow, and it lets us see the places where God is making us. It lets us see the places where God is going to get glory out of us, and where God is going to cause us to thrive, and God is going to cause us to grow. God is going to cause those places to come together, and he's going to let those places now exemplify his word, his will, his power, his authority, and not the flesh, not the emotions, not the things that the enemy wants us to, but the things that God wants us to display. And it's that fruit of the spirit. It's those giftings of the spirit. It's the control, that self-control that God wants us to have. And so the process is necessary because it keeps our minds on God. It shapes us and it makes us. It lets us see him. It lets us see the places that we have to allow him to strengthen us and make us for the places where we can now display him and speak his word and his will when the heat is on, so to speak. So these places, this process is what we see in the Bible. God used the process for Israel. He uses the process for every leader that he ever makes and uses for his glory. He uses it for leaders today and his people today. And he makes us and he shapes us in that place of process, that their place is where we're going. It's where we're going, where God is going to lead us, where we're going to show up and be prepared and ready for what he has for us. We use the place of favor that God has given us, with favor with him and favor with man. He causes people to join with us with that favor, stand with us with that favor, and help us win. And so God uses all of those things to cause us to have the place where we are victorious in the assignment that he gives us, as we allow favor life, the process of that life, to happen to that there place where we're going. It also lets us understand and know that Abraham, if we have that faith of Abraham, then we receive the promises of Abraham, because his faith was in Jesus Christ. He saw him when he looked, and he saw him, and that he was able to gain all that God had for him because he believed. And when we believe and we hold on and we have that type of faith, we receive all the promises, but also we're able to look like Abraham into the things that God shows us in the spirit realm and hold on to them, not let go of them, hold on to them until the full manifestation of that promise manifest. And it's that promise that is not just a temporary promise, it's an eternal promise that shows forth the glory of God. So in this time that we have, I'm going to encourage you in your walk of faith, in your place, in your process, so that you will understand and know that God is up to something great in your life. anytime we are being prepared for our tomorrow, our their place, God knows it before we do, and he lets us understand and know it, and he allows us to walk in it. David was one of the ones that God anointed for purpose and for his glory, but there were so many other people. But anytime you are anointed for what's lying ahead, there is always going to be a giant. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be something that's going to make you and shape you. And this is what we don't understand sometimes. When we get the news of some place that God is going to open for us, or some door that God is going to open for us, or a way that has been made for us, or something that God is using us in, we get upset when we have to face the giant. We got to face that Goliath. But look at everyone who had to face anything in the Bible. Look at Joseph. Joseph had to face a Potiphar, a prison, and the time of waiting. He had to face all of that, including before that, he had to face his brothers and the mindset and the attitude of his brothers and the disappointment and all the stuff that he went through prior to going to Potiphar's house. So all of that, he had to overcome. He had to face it, and he had to go through all of those things. But they were giants, and each one of those giants brought something different that he had to succumb to, that he had to allow God's divine will to happen in his life, and that he had to go through that process and to learn what he needed to learn. Moses was another one. He knew that he was anointed by God. He was chosen by God. He tried to help God out, and the giant was he kills someone. Then he's afraid. He's afraid because he knows that now something's going to happen. He runs, and he calls himself running away from the problem, and God brings him right back to the problem. And the first thing he says is, I can't do this because I stutter. That was a giant. God gave him what he needed, the tools, so that he could do what he needed to, and allowed him to go back and face the thing that he needed to face, because that was where he was going to show the greatness of God's power, the greatness of God's hand. Even when you look at Ruth faced giant. That giant was famine, but she was not afraid of it. That giant in her life was she was not going to leave her mother-in-law, Naomi. She was not going to go away from the covenant of what she had learned by being in Naomi's family, marrying her son, and all that she had learned in the years that she was there. She decided that she said, where you go, I'm going to go. What you do, I'm going to do. Where you lie, I'm going to lie. When you die, when it's my time, I'm going to stay there. Your people are going to be my people. And so she chose to leave everything to get to the place where even though she was going back, Naomi was going back, Ruth was going back with nothing, she was willing to do what it took and understand that in the process of going in the field, being a foreigner, there was going to be a giant she was going to have to face because she did not know what treatment she was going to receive. She didn't know the outcome, but her going in there, facing it and trusting God and believing God. And I believe the Bible doesn't say it. I believe she was praying. I believe she was asking God for favor. I believe she was asking God to make a way. I believe she was telling him, you are covenant God, and you are a covenant God to my mother-in-law, who I love so very much. Now, God, be a covenant to me and give me what I need. You see this even when Abraham wanted a wife for his son, and his servant is sent out to get that wife, and he has to go into Abraham's homeland, and he prays. For him, that was a giant because he didn't want to pick the wrong wife. He didn't want to pick the wrong person for his master, who he loves, son. And so it was each person that God ever used, there was something that they had to face. David faces, he gets anointed, and he not only does he face the ridicule that he's always faced and the rejection from his family, but now he goes and he faces Goliath. And as soon as he gets that out of the way, then he has to face Saul. So you see there that he had these battles that he had to go through, but he was anointed to take it. And you have to understand that God has anointed you to face these giants. and to conquer and to win. Whether these giants might be something in your family, in your marriage, with your children, in the business or on the job, in the community, in the church, whatever it is, he has anointed you to face it and go through that process. Learn whatever it is that he wants you to learn. Grow the way that he wants you to grow. Mature in those places. Gain the knowledge. Gain the wisdom. Gain the understanding. Let your faith and your trust in God be connected and never let it bow. Never let it break or bend. But stay in the place where you are aligned with God so that you can hear everything that he's telling you, how he's leading you, how he's guiding you, so you can come out and be the person or receive the reward that he says. Abraham had to face so many different types of giants, but you see that through the process, he failed at first because he kept trying to do it in his own way. Every time he went into a city where there's a famine, he lied and said that Sarah was not his wife. And so that was a giant of fear that he had to face. And when he finally sees God's hand moving, when he closes up all the wounds of not only the people, but the animals as well, no one could give birth. No one could give birth. If they were in labor, they couldn't give birth. If they were trying to get pregnant, they couldn't get pregnant. God was closing up those wounds, and he saw that God had the power to do that. And that's when he learned a lesson of trust and reliance and dependence on God, that God was going to take care of him. And soon after that, he receives promise. So we see that, and sometimes you're going to not get it right when you're in this process. And that's okay. That's what God's grace is for. But do not run away from God. Keep drawing nigh to him. Keep drawing nigh to the mercy and the grace that you have, and allow God to process you and get you where you need to grow you, stretch you, move you, change you, so that you can receive all that God has for you. He wants you to win, but he wants you to be able to handle what you are being prepared and anointed for. He wants you to be able to do it the right way. So this process is always lead to victory. And those victories always lead to a place where you're going to have a season of rest. But there's another giant. There's another situation waiting for you. And the same God that brought you through that past one, the same God that allowed you to have victory, the same God that kept you and didn't allow you to be destroyed, is the same God that's going to allow you to win the next thing, overcome the next thing, prepare you for the next thing, bring you through the next thing. So do not get weary in your well-doing. Don't get exhausted. Don't have the wrong mindset about what you're going through and the giants that you face with the promise, because the giants are an indication of the victory and the territory that you're going to win. Those things that are coming against you are an indication of how God is going to use you so very, very greatly, and how he's going to get the glory out of your life. If it was not for the things that came to make you strong and make you see God and make you draw nigh to God and understand God's perfect will, you would not be where you are today. But thanks be unto God, he upheld us, he kept us in his righteousness, because his promise to us was going to be encompassed by his victory, and it was going to be by his leading and his guiding. And as long as we stayed aligned to him, we were going to see the goodness of the Lord, experience the goodness of the Lord, know that goodness, and be able to move forward in that goodness. God will not give us a promise that he cannot complete in our life. He does not give us a purpose and a destiny that he cannot fulfill in our lives. He gives it to us knowing that there are going to be problems. There are going to be solutions, but he's going to be the solution. No matter what, as long as we stay connected to him, we're going to see and experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're going to be able to understand pace, that God has been faithful, that he's been good to us, that he has brought us through the trials, the tests, the tribulation, the things that almost consumed us, that what the enemy meant for our harm and demise, God's turned it around. That thing that he meant as a night season to keep us in, God used it to make us, to strengthen us, to grow us, to stretch us, and for us to see the greatness of who he was. So don't despise that place. Don't despise your anointing. And don't despise your destiny and anything that you have to go through. Is going to lead you to victory. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. on Favor Life, the process of there. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror, that God is for you, and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God bless you. We'll see you the next time in Jesus' name.